Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Michael Johnson back on the show. Mike is the founder of Diamond Dynamics, which is he helps organizations like yours and mine deal with the dynamic, the sometimes functional, sometimes not so much dynamic of the genders between men and women. He's written a book called Cracking the Boys Club Code, and we've talked to him before. He's back now to give us another version of his wisdom. Michael Johnson, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Good to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. So, I think I probably teased you a little bit about your book. I mean, it's pretty presumptuous of you as a guy to think you can help women deal with men. I mean, usually I get the women on here doing that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, you know, if I wanted to find out how women think, I wouldn't go to a guy, I'd go to a woman. You know, and so I'm telling the women how men think.
Right.
And how to deal more effectively with us based upon my experiences as a guy.
Where do you think we are right now in the time continuum between the sexes, between the genders, over the last, let's say, 40 years? I've seen your gray hair. You've seen mine.
Mm-hmm.
We've been around a while. We've been through the feminist era and all that. And now that we're, all these decades, down the road, where do you think men and women are right now with each other in the workplace?
Well, I think it's pretty much the way it's always been. I don't think things have changed drastically. I mean, there are a lot of women now are in the workplace, and they're getting the recognition that they deserve, which I think is great. There's still a lot of the angst that's going on within that's still going on within the organizations. And women, in fact, I was talking to a women's group the other day, and they said, "My God, I don't think it's changed after 30, 40 years.
Really?
They still are at the same place."
They still think they're talking about the glass ceiling?
Yes. Yeah, yes. They still think the glass ceiling's there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my thing is, it's not really it's not a glass ceiling. I don't. Men don't sit around trying to figure out ways to keep women from excelling.
They really don't.
No. We're thinking about other things. We're thinking about how we can beat the next, get the next order, beat the other group, or whatever.
Or why the Indianapolis Colts rolled over and basically took a dive in their game yesterday.
That's exactly right.
That might be something else that's on our mind. But
yes. Yeah.
But not how to repress women.
No.
Do you think that surprises women when you say that?
Yes, and I get a lot of argument about it at first until we start peeling back the onion and they start understanding kind of where we're coming from.
I actually think, and this might sound a little bit rude, but I think women think more about men and what we're doing than men think about women and what they're doing. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's absolutely true.
And I think one of the mistakes women make is they think, they actually believe that the amount of time they're spending thinking about men and what we're up to, that we do the same thing. That's a mistake. I think that's dangerous for them, don't you?
Well, yes. And that's part of the book brings out in a lot of the workshops that I do, is that we are basically different. Men think about and focus on things and actions.
Yeah.
We don't think
and results.
In results, and it's people. I mean, it's things, rules, and then people. And women think about people first,
mm-hmm.
and then the things, and then.
But
rules.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're more that doesn't necessarily make women nicer or more gentle or human oriented, because when you say they think about people, that might not be happy thoughts about people, depending on the person.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, and it's relationships. Women are connectors. They're part of their basic philosophy is connecting, mm-hmm. and with the world and making and being in bond with everybody.
And your goal is to take that, which can be very beneficial, and help them turn that into something positive instead of something that holds them back. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Michael to help us some more with this. With this understanding of this, and we're going to try not to get in too much trouble with the ladies. The book is called Cracking the Boys Club Code by Michael Johnson. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Here's The Who bringing us back from the rock opera Tommy. Ever since I was a young boy, welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much. By the way, The Who are going to be, it's my understanding, they're going to be the entertainment at the Super Bowl this year. That's going to be fun. They're one of my favorite groups. Little Roger Daltrey on vocals there and Pete Townsend on guitar. And that drummer guy, he's not with us anymore. 17 Till, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out, using it to your advantage, and hope you will, because we got lots of stuff there that will help you get ready for and be successful in the coming year. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Michael Johnson is our guest, folks. Mike is the author of Cracking the Boys Club Code, The Woman's Guide. Get this, ladies, The Women's Guide to Being Heard and Valued in the Workplace. This is a guy's perspective on how women can get ahead a little bit quicker, become more successful in business. And Michael, we were talking at the break about how, you know, what the way men think and how the fact, as you said, that men aren't sitting around thinking, how can I repress women? How can we hold them back? How can we keep them out? What does a woman have to do, though, to earn the right, so to speak? I'm imagining these guys sitting around, as you say, they're not thinking about how they can keep women out, but if they are thinking about letting people in, they are thinking about who's going to join us next. And so if a woman walks up and says, I want to join you next, what do men do at that point?
Well, the men are really out, Jim. They're, like you said, is really what they're looking for is they're looking for team members that can help the team win. So the unfortunate thing is that they're looking for people just like them and the traits that they have to bring the people into the team and actually make them a leader.
So does that mean that the girl has to be like a guy?
No. But she has to. It's just like going to China on business. Doesn't it make sense to understand a little bit of the business culture?
Can't be successful without doing that. Yeah.
And so what this is, for example, women like to give a lot of information. Well, with men, subconsciously, that sounds like she's weak. Because
right.
That's not the way men do it.
We
men
stipulate
are very
things.
Bottom line. They're very action oriented. They just want to know, like Sergeant Friday said, just the facts, ma'am.
Well, see, here's the thing. We see, and I've been talking about this for a long time. Men stipulate things.
Yes.
If you and I are talking, Mike, and I know you know something, and you know I know something, we might make a sound or a grunt or say a word or two, but it's basically around the idea that you and I understand. No, I know that you know I know, and so we don't have to say it. We can stipulate it. If two
yes.
women
or
are talking,
another way of saying is that we don't ask like women do. We tell. We
right.
command. We say
right.
things. We say it with authority.
Because it's understood. We're understanding certain things. But women, a lot of women don't take that very well when we say those. You say command. We don't mean to be commanding. It just sounds like that. But that's what we're doing, and women don't like that, do they?
No. No,
and they take that personally, don't they?
They do, because they're all about relationships and maintaining the relationships.
How many times has my wife said, I'll say, I didn't say anything. And she'll say, it wasn't what you said, it was how you said it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to say it any way particularly.
No. No, and it wasn't personal.
Yeah.
You were just staying in the communication style that is familiar to you.
Right.
And women think that we understand how they communicate, and we don't,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. And so we assume that the other does, and then that's where all the problems are.
Here's another thing, and if I could give, this is advice I'd give to a woman. If you know a man already knows what you're about to tell him, don't tell him anyway.
Yeah.
Now, if two women are talking, and they both know the other one knows all that they're going to say, they say it anyway, and it's okay for the between those two women.
Yes.
Right. But if you want to help out the relationship with a man, if you're motivated to do that, if you know he knows something, don't tell him anyway.
Or at least give it to him in a very very short summary. So
right.
Let him know that you know that.
Right, right.
One thing is that really what men are looking for. They're looking for team members.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can show that you can bring the victory to the team on a consistent basis, they'll make you the leader. They're okay with that.
So, Mike, let's turn this around, because
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that women know that you and I mean, you've written this book with the absolute best intentions. Your goal is to help women and men work together better. It's mine as well, and anybody who's listened to my show for very long knows that I've spent a lot of time over the last 12 years trying to help women improve their situation in the marketplace. What do men have to do? Do we need to be more tolerant? Do we need to be more patient? What do we need to do to understand how women think?
Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, sort of a thing, and that is that men have to understand that women do tend to talk things out more, and they have to be tolerant, they have to be understanding to that, just like women have to understand that when they're talking with men, to do it in short sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And the men, on the other hand, have to understand that there's an emotional component to the woman's communication style that is very necessary for her to be able to process and think through things.
Right.
So understand that. Also, understand that one of the biggest things that men do that drives women crazy is that we don't hold eye contact very much.
That's true.
Of course,
that's
for
true.
Us, if you do that, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
And
women want the eye contact, no question about it. Hold on to that thought. Michael Johnson's with us, folks. We're learning about men and women here, aren't we? 10 till. Stay with us.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Mike Johnson is our guest. Michael is the author of Cracking the Boys Club Code, The Women's Guide to Being Heard and Valued in the Workplace. Michael, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your book.
Okay. I have two websites. One is www.diamond-dynamic.com.
Okay.
And the other is www.crackingtheboysclubcode.com.
All right. So check those out, and they can find your book there. Also, I'm sure your book's available wherever books are sold.
Absolutely. So. Borders, Barnes & Noble,
right.
You know, Amazon, the whole nine yards.
So check that out. Do you think that, Mike, and folks, we're talking about how men see women, how women see men. Do you think that when men work with women and, they, as you said earlier, they have to talk it out, they have to say everything, even though maybe we've already come to the conclusion, do you think men see that as inefficiency?
Yes. Well, they see it as I think they see it as weak.
Oh, really?
And uncompetitive. Yes.
I'm glad you said that. It's an unconscious determination of uncompetitiveness.
Yes, and it's like, well, if that person's got to be doing all this talking and is unsure, and hence, I think they are unsure of themselves because I don't do it that way.
Right. Right.
Are they going to be able to watch my back when I need it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue. And it's not, none of it's true, but it's just very different in the way we communicate.
But it also could be, you know, we're going to have to, this next year is going to be a challenging year. We're going to have to move fast.
Yes.
And I need to take with me the people who can move fast and who can cut to the chase.
Yeah, although here's the other thing that I'm concerned about, and I go into a lot of large corporations, and well, large and small, and there's a lot of people are getting ready to leave as soon as the economy turns, and these are going to be the good people. So
yeah.
I think you're going to see attrition.
Tell us about that, because I think I agree with you on that.
Well, you know,
can't
the reason
leave now
people leave generally is not money. It's always because they don't feel like they're contributing, that they're appreciated for their efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Men are very good at the bottom line, the action-oriented, get it done, crush everybody in its way, in its wake.
Mm-hmm.
And women, on the other hand, kind of add a little, add yin to the male yang, as it
mm-hmm.
were, of the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Women are relationship-based. They understand how a decision makes an effect on the whole organization and with other people. So they're very good. Their type of management style is a flat, kind of wheel-like sort of a thing with the,
mm-hmm.
the spider or the queen in the center. But
mm-hmm.
she shares power with others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's necessary to help keep the good people within the corporate structure, because men will give them their own devices. It's win, lose, and then move on to the next game.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in today's society, what do we have left? It's really our intellectual property,
right?
Because our designs are out for manufacturing. Of course, our manufacturing is all outsourced. So I do think that the closer we can, the better cooperation between the two sexes, I think the stronger the corporation.
Do you think the future is setting up better for women than it has been in the past?
Yes, I think so. I think so. I think that if the women will understand that, you know, it's not personal, it's different. And, of course, the same thing with the men, that they
mm-hmm.
understand that the women, what they perceive as weaknesses, as it were, are not weaknesses. They're actually strengths. It's just a different way of going about it. I think the two together make the outcomes greater than the sum of the parts.
Do you think we're better at doing this with each other than we have been in the past? Do you think, I may be wrong, but I really think men have made a lot of progress in working with women, and I guess the same way on the other side, but I actually think that things are better than they used to be, because there's at least an awareness of this
issue.
Well,
there is definitely an awareness sort of thing. I think that we still got a ways to go on this, but
yeah
I think it is better. Although
what is the goal?
You hear a lot of women saying it hasn't changed.
What is the goal, though, Mike? I mean, what is the you know? And I'm sounding like a guy here, right? What's our plan? But what is the goal? I mean, what are we trying to accomplish? Last thoughts.
Well, I think that we have to continue the dialogue on the thing and to understand that the communication styles are very different, and that of course that's one of the things
right.
I'm doing with the book.
But one of the goals, in my opinion, I'm not looking for is for me to become, you know, more like a woman.
nor should they become more
exactly,
like a man.
Exactly. And I know that sounds silly, but some people have tried that, I think. Stand by. I got to go for this hour. Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, thank you for having
Michael
me.
Michael Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Cracking the Boys Club Code is the name of the book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.